The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox!
Season four, your mom's a horn.
Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
I'm in real life with Gators on my feet. I get to prep for every day of the week. My hair is done, my fingernails too. Six buttons down and I don't know what to do.
Must be the money.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Subscribe to 98.5 Sports Hub and get a wonderful email in your email box saying, listen to the show. That is what I've taken away from my own subscription to Twitch. To 98.5 Sports Hub. Is every morning, like clockwork, I get two emails.
Mm-hmm.
I get one from Twitch, and I get one from a radio industry email.
I get a couple of those, too. It's like, Omelette's got a new job in Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, it's actually more frightening than anything else. It's like, 30-year... radio vet gets job in Ontario, New York, and you're like, whoa,
yeah.
That's not good.
Radio producer lunchbox on the beach. And it's like, you just keep up with all these people that you've come across in your careers and where they are now.
A lot of markets I've never heard of and people that have been radio for a very, very long time working in them. It's a little frightening because you think that's there can't be a lot of money on the table there.
Omelette and Lunchbox are, by the way, legitimate names of people who have I've seen at like radio boot camps. So these are guys who are on the air.
Where?
Lunchbox actually was in like a decent market. There was a guy named Lunchbox who I think might have been in Miami.
Oh.
And then there was Omelette, which was in, I don't know where Omelette was from.
That's the guy in Poughkeepsie.
But then there was a guy named Tool. Tool actually ended up like being a producer of a pretty big show in Philadelphia, but he changed his name. He no longer wanted, it was kind of like a Sarge situation, no longer wanted to be known as Tool. He wanted to be known as Justin.
Well, Free Beer and Hot Wings are a syndicated show out of Grand Rapids that are probably in like 30 markets.
They do very well, yes.
Yeah, I don't know how well they do, but they are syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
They're out of Grand Rapids, too, which is a place in Michigan I've never been, but they're called...
Where in Michigan is Grand Rapids?
I'm guessing it's in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been there. It's a city. I know that. But
it exists.
No, it's like a city. Like, because there's Detroit, Flint, where I've never been, but I've driven through it. Kalamazoo, which is where Western Michigan is on the western side of the state. Mm-hmm. Traverse City, but in Grand Rapids is there. It's you know, got a population of probably over a couple hundred thousand, but I just have, I don't know anyone. I know one, Margo from 99X was from there. I don't know anyone else, though.
There was...
Maynard from Tool spent some time in Grand Rapids.
Oh, did he? Did he live there for a while before going to L.A.?
Well, yeah, he apparently was friends with Margo back in the day, and she has pictures of her with Maynard from Tool when he had hair, and it was a whole situation going on with Maynard's hair.
He used to have that long-ass hair back in the day.
And he looks like a man who was losing his hair at an early age.
Yeah.
But he had not a good situation.
The whole radio names thing is interesting because sometimes, you know, when people use fake names, they come up with it. Sometimes it's assigned to them. And one of my all-time favorites was that I was working in Dallas for this syndicated morning show there. And, you know, when you work in Texas, one demo that you truly want to be able to covet, that every radio station there wants, is the Latino audience, is that you want those type, you want that group. It's such an overwhelming amount of people who listen to the radio that if you can corner that market, you're huge. Your ratings are going to be through the roof.
So you were working for Kid and you brought in Adolfo. That was what you had in mind?
No. Adolfo was just there.
That was just luck.
Sure, that was
just
why you brought Adolfo.
No, he was hired.
Corner the Latino
I was all the Latin you needed. You know?
He was, he was
my last name is Shirtleap. Swiss Irish blood.
Right. He was hired based entirely on talent. There was no quota when it came to Adolfo.
So they were hiring. As a matter of fact, before they hired me, they were looking for a Latin female, and they found me, which of course we have a lot in common. But the afternoon show, I remember the Kid was telling me, "Hey, we're going to bring in the new afternoon guy today." They just hired him. His name is Cruz, and I was like, "Oh, it's okay." Cruz was his name. I'm like, "Excellent, okay." So the guy comes in studio, and as soon as he walks in the door, I'm like, "Oh, that's Jeff Miles. I used to work with him." And Jeff is like Indiana, skinny, as white as it gets. And I'm like, "Your name's not Cruz?" And he goes, "Yes, it's Cruz. Of course my name's Cruz." They tried to turn him into like this like Latin guy, but it's not like it was in the age of the internet too. Like anyone could go online and see what this guy looked like. His bio was hysterical. It was like, it had like his favorite food. It was like, "My favorite food are the tamales from Maria's restaurant," or whatever like that. I'm like, "What are you talking about?" His favorite movie, and I'm not making this up, was a film called Chasing Poppy, P-A-P-I.
I remember that movie.
Well, you're the one.
Yeah.
He put Chasing Poppy, and I'm like, "What are you talking about? Your favorite movie is, I don't know, like Cobra or something like that. Like, you're as white as it gets." And they tried to change him to be this like Latin guy. And by the way, his name was not Cruz. It was Cruz. You had to pronounce it that way.
Because and that could never backfire, that you were trying to, in that day and age, to there was no Latino that could have possibly done the afternoon shift and played 12 songs an hour. It had to be Jeff Miles from Q100. I knew Jeff Miles, too.
Oh, sure. He worked here for a while, like in mornings, believe it or not, while we were on. He was on
he
one.
Did?
Yeah. He was like, there was a country station here in town for like a day that kind of went. No, it's not the one down the hall. It's the Bull. Is that the name of a
Bull
station that was here?
The Bull's still a station.
Might still be on, Rich.
Oh, okay.
We got Bobby Bones on in the morning.
Okay,
there.
All right. He was a nice guy. He I think did mornings over there for a while. So he was in town. Like that guy, he's been all over the place. And he seems like a nice enough guy, but I was just hysterical. I was like, "Dude, that's Jeff Miles. I know Jeff. Hey, what's up, Jeff? You're not Cruz."
And then
I am Cruz.
Will inevitably lead you into the world of Crash D.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. When yep. Crash was the traffic guy, he would do traffic from a central location. He worked back when they had traffic companies that just did traffic, and he would go on the black station, and he would act black. Mm. And he was Crash D.
He was.
And mm-hmm. That's something you could not do now. No. That is something that would be frowned upon.
In fairness, he was told to play that up by that station.
No, Crash did it himself. Yeah, of course he was told. And he was in a helicopter and everything. They used to have him in a helicopter. Can you imagine that amount of money that was being spent on radio that they had Crash up in a helicopter?
Was he? I don't think he was really in a helicopter.
He was for a while. He wasn't when he was crashed D, but he was in a helicopter for like 3 years.
He used to do that here for decades.
Yeah.
Traffic copter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy up in the copter doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Which is odd because when Crash did traffic for my show, he literally made it up.
Yep.
He just made it up every time he came in, and he just like watched porn in his office, but he would make it up. So it's funny that they would have a guy in a traffic copter like... oh, I got my eye on it. I see what's going on.
Yeah.
So that would be petrifying every day having to go up in that helicopter. I would hate that.
You travel out to Hanscom. I know the guy that did it for, 20 years in this market. He used to have to go to Hanscom Air Force Base every morning and get in that helicopter and zip around. And he said the first year was tough. I'm like, really? The first year?
Yeah.
It was difficult until you got used to it?
Because what percentage of days do you not feel anxiety going up? Like, even if you are a pro, as far as the weather is concerned, because there's always, I got to think 30% of all the days you're like, dude, we might get a storm or something. This it's windy. This might suck.
Yeah.
And they crash all the time. Helicopters crash. And you figure there's not that many helicopters. Like, not many people use helicopters. I mean, how many people do you think daily in Boston use a helicopter?
Well, the only time I see helicopters, I check Twitter to see why they're all hovering over near where I live. Like, it's the first thing I do.
But
it's
outside
like
of the military,
I'm like, why are they here?
Outside of the military in news, say there's three news helicopters. Who else is using a helicopter?
Med flights like that and news. And that's it.
Right. So it's not like airplanes where every jabroni's on an airplane. You know, if you're flying in a helicopter, you're sightseeing or you're impossibly wealthy. And you got to find a place to land it, too. So those things go down like you wouldn't believe. I got no desire to go up in a helicopter. No siree, Bob.
Only did it once. Almost got sick.
Were you in Hawaii?
Yeah, I was.
I did the Grand Canyon. I went down to the middle of it. That was actually amazing. I have to admit, that was... And then when we came in, we flew down the Vegas Strip as the lights were all going on at, like, sunset.
That was cool.
That was really cool.
You go down in the Grand Canyon, you ain't getting found. Grand Canyon's big.
That's true.
it's very big.
You got a problem in the middle of that thing. There's no calling for help.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. And I would imagine not a lot of vegetation and things either. So you go down into the Grand Canyon, you're pretty much screwed. No one's coming to your help. So no thank you.
I did a helicopter thing one time when I was in Iceland, and it was supposed to be this. It was called like Top of a Mountain Happy Hour or something. At the time I booked the trip, it sounded like it might be kind of fun. I went with a bunch of friends, and they rescheduled it. It was supposed to be like the first day I was there, we're going to do it. But we ended up doing after a day of drinking hard, really hard all night. Like, we were way too old to be doing it like this. And so we get up the next morning and realize that we've got this helicopter happy hour. So they put a bunch of these drunks in like a helicopter and shake you up and then put you atop of the mountain and hand you this warm beer and like, here you go. And I was like, nope, just hit it right back to him. Like, I'm just trying to maintain right now, just trying to keep it in my body.
Well, yeah, the anxiety of a day after heavy drinking and then having to do something like that would be... I would not like that. All right, Rich, what's coming up?
Well, the Red Sox just kicked the snot out of a team last night. If you turned the game off after the first 30 minutes or so, then I would think that you pretty much knew what the outcome was going to be.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich. last night.
985 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Fred, are you ready for a first inning deli tray filled with meats?
Swing! Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Oh, into a fan's hands. It's a salami. Touch them all. Everyone, welcome home. You can give them a little curtain call. Tip of the cap to the crowd. Buffalo, you've just been winged.
Slam ball, that fastball.
Boom. That's a big old Rochester mess.
Dip ball is gone.
Big old see ya.
Buffalo, you've just been winged?
That's right.
The Rochester Mess is a great band name.
Rochester Mess.
Have you ever seen a mess?
In Rochester, yes. As a matter of fact, I have.
Yeah, and they act like it's like, oh, you really should try it. And you're like, yeah.
What is a mess? I take it to type of food.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap on a plate. Like, and I believe ground beef's in it, which anything with ground beef.
It's a real winner.
Anything with ground beef is disgusting.
So this is like every state seems to have a version of like chili mac and cheese or chili like Frito pie.
So I was on crack yesterday, which is
why not?
Because you got to go to crack.com for some reason.
Not a bad site.
It's in my bookmarks, and I never look at my bookmarks. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to explain myself to you. So anyway. And so it had these like regional things it had like that are disgusting, like Skyline Chili. There's the Midwest and certain places in the Midwest, they eat pizza that's they cook the crust and the sauce, but they don't cook the toppings or the cheese. And then in central Georgia, white clay, literally white clay from the ground.
They eat it?
Yeah, apparently. Like,
I've never heard of it.
Not at restaurants. It's technically illegal. You're not allowed to serve it at restaurants.
They do it to get high?
No. Well, yeah, I mean, if
it's like this is like Huff and Glue?
You'd hear a lot more about it.
White clay.
When I put in crack, it would Cracker Barrel.
Well, I would just put in, I mean, if you want to talk about regional stuff that's disgusting that people all faint over, I would say boiled peanuts then down there. Boiled peanuts are disgusting. It's like big wet.
Okay,
gross.
So suburban Ohio's uncooked pizza, which is what I just told you.
Okay,
a spam sushi, which is just grilled. Obviously in Hawaii, which is just grilled spam on rice, which isn't even that gross.
Sounds fine.
The Skyline Chili, right?
Oh yeah. It's basically isn't it like pasta with like garbage like is it ground beef stuff on the top?
But it has chocolate and cinnamon in it.
It's
disgusting.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And it's odd because like I don't like the people I know that have lived in Cincinnati like say it's disgusting, I'll never eat it. But for some reason a good portion of the people of Cincinnati have willed themselves into eating this Skyline Chili, but here we are. Dirt. White dirt definitely sounds like it could be the name of a food, something that's covered in coconut shavings or powdered sugar, but no, this is exactly what it sounds like. This really is a semi-illegal tradition of eating a certain kind of soil fresh out of the ground, just like all these, and there's a picture because of it's a local specialty. Central Georgia is home to one of the world's largest deposits of kaolin, a naturally pure white clay. In this case, people in the South wanting things to be pure white has an actual biological reason. Even though people aren't supposed to eat dirt, it's a lot easier to digest clay than most other kinds of mineral deposits.
I know.
And apparently it is a favorite of pregnant women.
Oh, well, now that I've heard is that pregnant women crave dirt. That's not just a Georgia thing. That is, I think there's something... There's a mineral that's in dirt that women just have this instinct that they feel that they need to eat it. I've heard of that before.
Well, apparently dirt can boost your immune system in very specific circumstances. So the reason it's confined to the South is because no one would think to eat dirt on their own. They've actually seen and smelled and think, sure, why not?
What is the Massachusetts food that people just insist on?
Lobster.
Well, I mean,
oh, you boring.
Yeah, I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
I don't have a specific dish in Massachusetts. I can't think of one.
No,
off
neither
the top
can
of my
no,
head.
I can't either. I mean,
that's like gross. No.
I mean, nothing like that.
I got a tweet here from a listener. There's apparently a diner in Rochester, New York called Mark's Texas Hots. It's called a garbage plate. Listen to this dish. He insists that it's good. We have fried ham, home fries, baked beans with mustard, onions, and hot sauce.
Sounds like a decent drunk food, to be quite honest.
Well, yeah, it's just a bunch of, yeah.
I mean, other than the baked beans, that's basically going to Waffle House and getting, like, your hash browns scattered and covered. I mean, it's like just
yeah, going that's not that, except for the beans, right? It's not even that adventurous. The mess is, it contains ground beef. Because my friend Eric, who you all met, is like Captain Rochester. He was like, wait till Wegmans comes. Wait till Wegmans comes. And Wegmans came, and I went, oh, okay.
And the game was changed.
Yeah, I was like, well, life is never going to be the same now that Wegmans is here. I mean, I shop there because it's
the closest grocery
store. It's a half a mile closer.
It's 5 seconds from your house.
Not to get back, but to get there, yes.
Yes.
Not to get back.
Well, back to the Red Sox because, I mean, they are not a Rochester mess. Well, they were before the last night's game. They pretty much stunk for the last week or so. What if the Blue Jays just got off a winning streak? It doesn't matter. It was an absolute beatdown from the word go. 13-4, 8 runs in the first inning alone, 11 by the end of the second. Hunter Renfro, he had his 6th career grand slam.
The story is the kid with the bad tattoos.
Kike Hernandez?
No, the Durant.
Oh,
Durant,
no. Yes.
He didn't make him wait. He's going to go the other way. Socks that one well. Gurriel turning.
Socked it.
That ball is gone.
Kiss it goodbye. Don't throw it back. That's a souvenir. Give it to the kid in the red hat.
He takes.
Yeah, the kid in the red hat's got a souvenir. Don't worry about a thing. Everyone's enjoying themselves.
I'll tell you what.
There's one big building in Buffalo.
The second best JD behind JD Drew, Jaren Duran.
So you guys didn't. Well, I don't know about you, Rich. You were in Nantucket, but I was talking to John off the air and. He did not see Duran's parents. Did you? Was it on Nesson or just ESPN?
What? Sunday's game? It was just on ESPN.
Okay, so it was on ESPN. Okay, so yeah. I watched like 2 innings. They showed his family. His dad is like, which I guess goes along with how this kid has put on so much mass since the COVID hit. His dad is this like massive bodybuilder dude.
Oh, really?
So it was like his dad, I would assume his wife. And then 2 bodybuilder dudes behind them. So it was just a sea of bodybuilding meat out there. On
Second coming of the Gronkowski thing?
Pretty much.
So is he the Deuce Gruden of the crew? Is that what we're saying?
I'm saying that if you see him with his shirt off, he's just said, yeah. Just can you Ozzy Osbourne these pecs for me? Because I'm going to get some bad tattoos.
Oh, well,
He's a young man
mm-hmm.
who's not very wealthy. I don't think he's extremely wealthy. Was he a late first round pick? He's the kid that swings out of his shoes. Or was he? No. He wasn't a first round pick. The story of Duran coming up was that he was undersized and very, very fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he projected to be a light hitting Jacoby Ellsbury, a guy who could steal 30 bases and hit you like 5 homers.
Right. Okay, so yeah, I apologize. I do know what I'm talking about. I just got confused for 1 second. Please stick with me. I'm not completely wrong. So I actually know about this kid. So he's a 7th round pick. So, yeah, he was a undersized, light-hitting kid. So what happened is that during COVID, he drove home to his parents' house, and his dad apparently has this big gym, and he worked out with his dad. I'm telling you, if you want to play baseball, just work hard. So this kid he's a 7th round pick. He goes and he just lifts weights with his father, and then he comes out, and now he just mashes.
No, seriously.
No, I'm not lying.
This is about right.
They just put him in the shed, and they had him pick up wheelbarrows full of rocks.
His garage.
No, seriously.
His dad's garage.
That's what
and
it
I'm
is.
Not kidding. And no, so right. The kid went out there and came back when minor league baseball started again. He came back, and they saw him, and he was just, like, launching balls. So my advice is, if you want to play baseball, if you work hard. So anyway, so the kid doesn't have any money, so he must have taken a year's salary and gone and gotten these terrible tattoos and made an investment in himself. He said, I know I'm going to make it. This is going to be what I do. I'm going to get
shocker.
Terrible tattoos.
Made the majors. I think it was the 18 draft. Made the majors in 3 years as a 7th round pick. That's pretty good.
Now I want to see these tattoos. You said they're bad, so they're not. They
like it, to my recollection, they cover both of his pecs in some sort of winged formation. And if they have a special meaning to him, I don't care.
You're afraid someone's going to call you.
Yeah,
mom.
Like, oh, well,
his mom died.
Yeah, yeah, like his mom like had AIDS or something. Right, right. And you're like, okay, well, you know, oh boy, don't get mad at me. It doesn't change the fact that I don't know that and that his tattoos are ugly. If you can catch, because he's taking his shirt off a lot now because he's proud of himself. He put on that weight. Mm-hmm. So now he's still very, very fast. But he is able to mash a roux.
Well, some of the offensive...
And he'll inevitably get hurt because he put on too much mass.
Too big.
Yes.
Right. And he can't handle that. So Alex Cora, he reshuffled the lineup, and it seemed to work. They dropped the third best JD behind, of course, Duran and JD Drew.
I saw that, too. Did Roach put out a thing? They juggled the lineup. Did it work? Yes. Do you have can vote yes or yes?
Everyone seems to be...
The thing is that, wow, the pitcher you faced didn't have it. You took advantage of it.
You're
the first
missing
inning.
The genius of Alex Cora.
Yeah,
right, left, right, left, yes. Right, left, right, left.
It's
Martinez drops from third to fifth.
That's what I'm saying.
It's unbelievable.
Kid Duran hits left-handed and behind Kike Hernandez. That's right, left, and
mind you, I am the person who said, why don't the fans just enjoy this ride and not worry so much about the trade deadline? I'm not a fuddy-duddy with this team. All I'm saying is Roach has got to hang on to himself. This happens in baseball. You know, bad teams. Jesus, the Pirates scored three runs on a ball that the pitcher thought was foul that he hit, you know, because you're supposed to hit it foul. He hit it foul with his glove. They scored three runs. So they put up a bunch. Don't worry about it. They had a juggling the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
They faced a guy who didn't have it last night, and they took advantage of it. I mean,
how dare you, Fred? It's come on. It's
besmirched the reputation of Ross Stripling. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. Is he the pitcher from last night?
He was the guy who got one out last night. Yes, he started and got one out.
You know, sometimes it happens.
Yep. Yeah, but eight runs?
Did it work? Yes or yes? All right, Roach, relax.
Which one won?
Relax.
Well,
juggled the lineup. Now watch, look at no hit tonight.
Well, it was an unfair fight the whole game. Here is Alex Cora afterwards.
It was funny, early on, people were saying that we were inexperienced. And yeah, there's a lot of guys that have played in the World Series there, you know, including Hunter, Marwin, and Enrique. And they don't get down on themselves, then they don't get too high either. You know, we just show up and work and get ready each single series, regardless of what happened. And today was a good start. Now we have to finish it.
Mm-hmm. We'll have
to. You know who went to a game in Buffalo? Marshall Hook on Sunday flew out to Buffalo, caught himself a nine-enner, and then hopped back on a plane that night.
It looks like a fairly pleasant place to see a game, to be quite honest.
But he was just doing it because he's racking up stats.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like his 41st Major League park or something
that. He wants to get them all. He takes time out to do
that. Well, he makes me feel bad because he counts stadiums twice. Like for instance, like if he's been to Veterans and whatever the hell
Citizens
it is.
Bank.
Citizens
well,
Bank.
Well, that counts.
Yeah. But I have two. But I just count the city.
Okay, well, but the state. Okay, well, then you're counting two different things. I think that was probably driving him insane because he was probably watching the clock tick down as to when are they going to move back, and he just got it under the wire isn't it the end of the week?
What? Just new information coming in.
What's this?
What is this, Dan?
Via the Marshall Hook Twitter on Sunday, he wrote, "I'm on a tiny plane to Buffalo this morning.
Right.
I will drive back home tonight. In the middle, there will be a baseball game."
So he
drove.
This was like something that he had.
He drove
he
home
had
from
to
Buffalo?
Do.
That's 7 hours. It's six and
a half
he
rented
hours.
A car?
Must have.
It just was a picture of him on a tiny plane.
Yeah.
Okay, my parents just went to Long Island, and they flew, and it was $250 a day to rent a car. So he tell me that's less expensive than flying home.
And returning the car to a location that you didn't rent it from usually jacks up the price even more so.
Yeah, renting a car right now, ladies and gentlemen, is a nightmare because they're not making new cars. And when when the COVID hit, all these rental companies sold all their cars.
Yeah, so they are charging a premium price if you can even get one.
Yes, and that was the case with me in Savannah. I couldn't get one in Savannah. I had to pick it up at Hilton Head. So, and my parents, I'm telling you, just paid it $250, and you know it was more than that, LaGuardia. By the way, flying to LaGuardia if you want to have some fun. They're doing like a $6 billion refurbishing of LaGuardia. It's been going on since I can't remember.
Yeah, for like at least like 6-7 years, I think.
And if it, there is no end in sight. That's when you have something that you, that is that expensive and that labor into. It's just never going to get done. You know the problems that...
Well, LaGuardia has this, like, I saw this, read this article. Stay in this new super hip retro airport. It's called the TWA Airport. It's supposed to be harkened back to the days of, like, Mad Men and stuff. And I look at it, and yes, it's in the parking lot of the LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah, you could just be right out there in Queens and have the time. Well, you could go to a Mets game, you know? I'm going to New York. Where are you staying? Queens. Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself out there in Long Island.
Well, after last night's win, the Sox are back up to 1.5 games in first. Tonight, Garrett Richards gets the start, so get ready for some fun. First pitch at 7:07 on the nose.
I'm going Thursday.
Yankees game. That'll be a good game.
And then I got the day off the next day, so look out, world.
Nice. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And then I'm hitting the course with Johnny Boy. You know what I got to do, John, because we're playing golf on Friday. I learned that I am only, because there's another guy playing with us who's great. No, there's another guy playing with
us. I hope not.
No,
he's going to be pissed.
He's very nervous about playing, actually. I'm going to have to get special approval from the club because apparently we're in a window where you're only allowed to have one non-member play with you, which is just another big wrench they throw into anything I'm trying to do.
It's a window?
Who knew?
A window? When does the window close?
I tried to add the second guest. No. The window is from 11:30 to 12:30 or something. I have no idea. But no one... Forget it. Okay. I'll get it done.
I mean, it
still costs money. I don't know why they don't want my money. Second time I've played on this course this year. And this is what they're doing to me. All right.
Why? July has been such an amazing month to get outside and swing the club.
Actually, theoretically, looking at the forecast, Friday is supposed to be doable.
It's doable. We're playing.
Yeah.
I don't care if it rains.
Friday's supposed to be nice.
I'll play if it rains. I don't care. All right. We'll be right back.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
A sports hub.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
98.5, the sports hub.
The sports sub. We're Toucher and Rich. I consider myself a comedy nerd in a way, but when they rank these, I think you should leave sketches. We won't get too far into it because for some reason, a lot of the people in the audience has not watched this, including John, who just refuses to watch.
It's on Netflix.
Even though it takes 10 seconds.
Every episode is what, 15 minutes long?
They're 15 minutes long, and there's four sketches in an episode. And these places do lists, and I understand the purpose of the list is to, you know, get people talking, but like Rich is telling me really funny skits that they ranked low, and I know why they ranked them low is because they think the premise is thin.
Yeah, The Ringer just came out with their ranking, and like some of the best skits that they have are like near the very, very bottom.
And it's annoying to me because I know why. Because they're like, oh, well, that is it's an easy joke. And to that, I will say, well, did it make you laugh?
Oh, yeah. An easy joke executed to perfection is a okay. great laugh.
In Step Brothers, everyone here has watched Step Brothers, correct?
Yeah.
When they are in the interview with Seth Rogen and the John C. Reilly farts, have any of you not laughed at that?
Oh, it's great. How about the diarrhea scene from Dumb and Dumber?
Right.
Yeah, easy joke, but he kills it. Like, his face is, it still makes me laugh when I see that.
So if I watch Step Brothers and I go, well, that's an easy fart joke, it doesn't change the fact that it makes me laugh every single time I see it.
No question.
That movie's on TV an awful lot.
I love Step Brothers.
I love it too.
It's my favorite comedy.
I like it a lot. It's on, and I watch it every time it's on TV. But it's on TV an awful lot. But enough with these rankings. And then they put skits that aren't necessarily even funny because they're like these wild premises that they're like giving the guys like a pat on the back for executing a wild premise, and I don't like it.
They put the Instagram one at like number 4, which is like,
what's the Instagram
one? So where the girls in season 1 are like, you know, insulting themselves, the Instagram, which is like a fine skit.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's worse skits, but I mean they probably just like it because the lady because it was an all-female cast, and they enjoyed that.
Everything that, listen, with all that being said, the one thing that we've learned is that, John, you are really watching crappy television. How you have not seen this show.
It's almost a slap in the face because it's so, I could see if it was a movie.
Right, because it's a huge investment. This is like no investment whatsoever.
And like with kids... And especially at my house, where even if there's only one child in the house, they're never beyond 6 feet from you. I could see like a movie because my daughter will stand up and just turn off a movie and put on Full House, like without saying anything. She'll just do it. And then what am I going to argue with her? So I don't even argue with her. So I could see a movie, but I think You Should Leave is so easily consumed. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could do it on your phone.
Yeah.
And you're not going to lose anything being on your phone. I mean, it's not like you're going to, oh, no, it's got to be on the big screen.
Yeah, well, John.
That's one thing we've learned from the last 5 minutes. Wallach, you watch sucky TV.
Just have you seen any of the first season?
Yes, I've seen bits. I haven't seen all of it, but yes.
You've seen what you've shown them.
Yeah, pretty much what I've shown them in the room, which is the worst way to consume something.
Which is,
hey, guys, look at this. It's funny. It's the worst way you can possibly consume anything. So
Well, that's like Ted Lasso. It's like, I'll never watch it now because it will never be funny to me.
Because everybody has said how funny it is.
Yeah.
That's a genuinely good show,
though. I've seen the entire first season of that.
Plus the way that it's framed, that it was perfect for COVID. Annoys me too. So, and I don't like Sudeikis. So, what are you going to do?
He's really good. He's very good at everything.
But
the soccer players are the best one. The main soccer guy's the best character, though.
It's got all this going against it. Roach talks about it constantly.
It does.
It's based on a commercial. It stars Jason Sudeikis, and it was the perfect time for COVID, the perfect show for COVID, and all of those four things tell me.
And all of that, the cynicism, it might win you over. I'm not kidding you. It was that good. It was very, very good.
All right. Well,
season 2 Friday. Is that right?
It's this week. I don't remember the day, but it's this week. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Friday. So it's the only thing I have Apple TV for. It's Apple Plus, whatever that channel is. I don't have any other reason other than that. That's the only thing. And I'll probably cancel it after I watch this season because there's nothing else worth watching.
The only streaming service that we really use is Hulu.
You don't watch Netflix?
I mean, I watch I Think You Should Leave, but there's nothing on Netflix that I particularly like. You have to understand, I don't watch movies.
I watch HBO Plus because of the new movies that come out, you know, because all the new ones that, what is it, Paramount? Like Space Jam, that came out, then that's for free on...
Yeah, I have Apple. HBO. I have HBO too, and I could have watched Space Jam for free, but no.
Which one? The movies.
gotta get popcorn. The experience. Gotta get out of the house.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Yeah, maybe if it didn't rain for 24 hours.
Thank goodness you don't have Peacock because they drop out during Money in the Bank while the goddess was in the middle of her match.
I do have Peacock, and the only thing I've watched on it is Cribs.
They got Beavis and Butthead, don't they?
No videos.
Ah, that's the best part of it. Best part of
it's the only part of it. It's not funny without the videos.
Oh, there's a couple episodes that are pretty good. Like the one where they go to Scared Straight and they have to go to the prison. That's actually a good. That's a good episode.
They don't hold up as well.
Well, you might be right. It's been years since I've seen an entire.
I tried to watch Beavis and Butthead. I got excited and then I started watching it and I went,
not as good.
No.
Right, well, I don't know how many times we've heard, but this time it's for real. So take this for what it's worth, because I've heard that once again, this time it's for real. According to reports, state legislators will hear two bills on this the potential legalization of sports gambling this Thursday. And there are rumblings that several lawmakers in high positions want to do, quote, whatever it takes before the legislature takes its summer break.
They must have gotten what they wanted.
So the compromise is pretty good when you hear what they've agreed to. So this is all on the heels of last month. They had this 5-hour virtual hearing on sports betting, and there were some pretty big names involved. It wasn't just the politicians and the casinos, but you also had representatives from the Red Sox, the Celtics. They all lobbied for legalization on June 17th, but at that time, apparently, there were just too many bills that were being thrown around. There were 20 of them. So now they've cut 20 down to 2. That means the legislators are taking this seriously. On top of that, here's what seems to be the big changes. First of all, it sounds like up to this point, college sports have been off the table. It is back on. The only thing you can't gamble on are individual performances by the college athletes. They will let you gamble on the actual outcome of the games. In-person bets would be taxed at 12.5% with mobile wagers, and when the mobile wagers ones will be a tick higher at 15%. So if you actually go in person, it will be 12.5%.
15% VIG on your.
I guess though, from what I saw yesterday, and the Bankroll Boys would know a little bit more about this. That seems high, but apparently in New York, it's as high.
I'm not saying it's any different anywhere else. I'm just saying it's pretty high.
No, but you're right. The number, somebody finally hit the number that everyone was looking for.
Well, no, and also it's in front of people. Well, they're personally getting things too.
Exactly. I guess what I'm saying is all the numbers, all the
backroom dealing,
money under the table has been exchanged, and now it's time to actually vote on this thing.
Because I am no West Wing guy, but I will tell you that if something is on the table that's worth billions of dollars to people, I would imagine that the people that have the power to pass it are not doing so based on the kindness of their heart.
Yeah.
That they are doing so, that they would like some things that they would like. Now, if that's political stuff, maybe. If it's personal stuff, it's happened. I mean, you know, they rigged the election in Illinois for Kennedy when he was running for president. I mean, his dad rigged the election. Kennedy won that election because it was rigged. That's a fact. So, you know.
Well, the other part of this,
too. What you gotta
do. Was people age 21 or older, according to this bill, could also play bets within Massachusetts on motor race events, esports, competitive video games, and any other event that was approved by the
video games?
Yep. You
the
can
Overwatch
bet on that.
League? You can gamble
that's
on that?
Probably that's probably a craft special. That was probably coming all straight from the craft of ruse.
You might be right, because they obviously have their finger in that pie. Well,
they have an Overwatch team, to which I don't know one kid that plays Overwatch, but nonetheless.
Even when it was launched, I didn't know one kid that played Overwatch, but then, you know, I guess I'm an idiot because I went to that thing in Brooklyn, and they sold out that place where the Nets are in 2 seconds for the grand finals. So I think they just like watching competitive gamers, but the law does not cover fantasy sports.
Do we own an Overwatch team, Beasley?
Yeah. We do.
We do?
The Houston Dynamo? Am I wrong?
That's a soccer team, I think.
Oh. I forget which one it is.
It's the Houston Funyuns.
Houston Funyuns. That's right. I do believe that Beasley Media owns one of the teams, and I don't know which one it is. Mm. So go that team. Hopefully
they
do very, very well. I think it's Houston. I'm not sure. Whichever one it is.
The Gamblers. The Outlaws. Whatever they call themselves.
That's right.
Yes.
The Houston Bill O'Briens. They never win. And they never will. So there you go. So Thursday is apparently this. I hear this every single time, but I saw it a lot yesterday. This one is for real. I guess we're as close as we've ever been to getting legalized state gambling.
We'll get Doom and Gloom Lifshatz in here on Thursday. We'll see what he thinks.
Even Doom and Gloom Lifshatz on Twitter yesterday was cautiously optimistic.
We'll see. Optimism usually is in that guy's playbook. We'll see how he feels about it when he gets in here on Thursday.
They also are going to regulate how operators market their product, banning advertisements that appear deceptive or false. Unsolicited pop-up ad. There's a million things in this deal, but basically it's for, you can now bet on where college sports was off the table. That was like the big sticking point with Massachusetts. It's back on the table as far as just winners and losers and spreads. You just can't bet on individual performances from athletes.
Well, the good thing about the 15% vig is that you will know that you can never win, because what's a good professional gambler hit at, like 8%? 10%? I'm sorry, 60%?
60%?
Like 58%?
I thought it was less, but yeah. I mean, over 50. Yes.
Right, so if there's a 15% vig, I mean, you can never win. I mean, you'd have to hit 70% of your bets. I mean, you're not going to do that.
I'd like to know what the vig is in New York and the surrounding states. I mean, I want to see what it's compared to, because I saw this stuff, but man, the language that these guys like Lifshatz and his friends use, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, neither do I. But I know if there's a 15% charge on top of everything, that you would have to, it just makes sense, right? That you would have to win over 65% of your bets in order to make money.
Yeah, they're not going to legalize gambling so that they can hand out money to the public. They're going to legalize gambling so that the state, and I'm sure there are a few senators in there, can personally make cash.
So if you're a serious sports gambler, I mean, you're not going to vote. You're not going to bet. You still bet through a bookie. Well, look good. They keep bookies, get to keep their jobs. All right, we'll be right back.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.